Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I'm your host, Lori Foster, and today we're going to be talking with another Lori, physical therapist Lori Andrews, who is also a certified breastfeeding consultant, is joining us on the program today. Before we get into the show, I have just a couple of announcements I would like to share. Some exciting news. The Daily Freeman Journal announced its 2023 Reader's Choice Awards, and Van Deest Medical Center received 4 nominations. We were nominated for Best Medical Clinic, also Best Place to Work. Our auxiliary gift shop was nominated as Best Gift Shop. And under the Best Provider category, we had 3 of our providers nominated, including Dr. Nikki Ean, Dr. Elise Dewey, and Physician Assistant Darren Eklund. So congratulations to those 3 providers on their nominations. And now is where we look to our listeners to participate in this. Voting online started last week and continues through Sunday, August 27th. You can vote once per day per category, and I would direct you to go to www.freemanjournal.net and click on the Reader's Choice Vote block on the right-hand side to access voting. Once again, we're very proud to have been nominated in these categories. Van Deest Family Health Clinic under Best Medical Clinic, Van Deest Medical Center for Best Place to Work, our Auxiliary Gift Shop for the Best Gift Shop, and then 3 of our providers under the Best Provider category. So thank you for those nominations. A couple of events coming up. I do want to mention our auxiliary is sponsoring a uniform and scrub sale. It will be Thursday, August 31st in our clinic boardroom from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We do actually have an exterior door that is located right along the sidewalk between the hospital and the clinic, so you can park in our west entrance and utilize that exterior door to come into the sale. There are all sorts of items that really are available at this scrub sale, so it's not just scrubs there. They have shoe wear, they have, purses and bags and all sorts of great items. So we encourage you to come check it out. Again, August 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All proceeds do support patient care needs at our hospital. And then lastly, I do want to mention to make sure to get your team signed up for the 8th Annual Foundation Golf Outing. It is going to take place on a Friday this year. It's Friday, September 22nd. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get started out at Briggs Woods. This is a 4-person best shot tournament. It is 9 holes of play, and there are opportunities to register a team. You could sponsor a team. You could also sponsor a hole. And all of the information is very easily accessible if you go to our website at vandeestmc.org. All the information can be found there. I am happy to serve as a contact for you. If you have questions, feel free to email me at lfoster@vandeestmc.org. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with today's program. August is National Breastfeeding Month, and a great time to talk about the options mothers have when it comes to feeding your child the healthiest way possible. As I mentioned, here to share information about breastfeeding and lactation services, which are available through our Rehabilitation Services Department with 21st Century Rehab, is physical therapist Lori Andrews. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Great to have you back on the program and talking about some specialty services that are available through your department. You have been a guest on the program before, but let's start with you maybe sharing a little bit about yourself, your work as a physical therapist, and then how and when you became certified as a breastfeeding specialist.
Yeah, so I've been working as a physical therapist now for 9 years, and 6.5 of those years have been here at Van Deest Medical Center. I've worked with a wide variety of patients in this time, all the way from babies to the elderly. And last year, I decided to take some extra training that is for healthcare professionals to become a certified breastfeeding specialist. This consisted of taking over 50 hours of continuing education online to get the certification. And this allows me to provide lactation services within my profession of physical therapy. So don't be confused if you're referred to lactation services and they tell you to go to the rehab department in the hospital, because that's where I provide those services.
Yes, that's a great tip, because I don't know if people typically would think about going to what they know as maybe physical therapy or occupational therapy department for lactation services. So it's a wonderful additional specialty service that you're able to offer.
Yes.
Fantastic. So people may be wondering, what prompted this? What made you to decide to seek this additional training?
Yes. There was actually another therapist that works at a different location within our 21st Century Rehab company that came up with the idea of doing this training when she saw the lack of availability and support of breastfeeding in the rural areas that we serve. I wasn't sure what I was getting into when I volunteered for the training, but I'm very glad that I did do it. And I'm also glad with Vandiest providing OB services again now that I can be a part of that birthing process with providing breastfeeding classes and lactation services here at the hospital.
And it really is fantastic timing. As you mentioned, we do now offer shared OB services with Boone County Hospital. We have two of our physicians here at Vandiest Family Health Clinic in Webster City, Dr. Nikki Ean and Dr. Elise Dewey, that provide OB care to mothers. And you're right, there's been kind of a change in some of the additional classes that used to be available previously. And so it's just wonderful that we can kind of offer the complete package here at Vandiest Medical Center.
Yes.
Yes. And you'll hear more later in the program. Lori is a physical therapist, but she's also a mom. And so she can really bring, you know, that personal perspective and apply it to the work that she's doing here with mothers, whether they're expectant or those mothers that maybe are looking for some support and assistance postnatal. Mm-hmm. So very good. Let's talk about some of the benefits of breastfeeding and what are the crucial months for breastfeeding?
Yeah, there are a lot of benefits for both the mother and the baby with breastfeeding. So breast milk, you know, is specifically made to be the complete nutrition for baby and is the easiest nutrition for the baby to digest with the fat and proteins that they need for development. Breast milk is a wonderful living organism that can change based on the baby's needs. When it's very hot outside like it is now, breast milk will have more water content in it to help keep baby hydrated. And it has different hormones in the breast milk based on the time of day. So it has more hormones for falling asleep towards the end of the day, and that will help baby sleep through the night. And it can also create antibodies to help fight off any bacteria or viruses that the baby has been exposed to. So it's always changing to fit whatever baby needs. And that's why a lot of times we see breastfed babies have fewer incidences of ear infection, allergies, respiratory infections, and diabetes. And then breastfeeding also provides benefits for mom. It helps improve with bonding with the baby and decreases chances of postpartum depression because of the hormones that are produced in the mother when she breastfeeds the baby. Also, breastfeeding can help decrease mom's risks of future breast and ovarian cancers. And breastfeeding does help contract and return the uterus to its original size after birth. And for some, not everyone, but for some, the extra calories burned while breastfeeding can help mom return to the pre-pregnancy weight faster than without. And the longer you breastfeed, the more these benefits are true. So both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization encourage solely breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, and then continuation of breastfeeding along with complementary baby food until at least the age of one or longer, as wanted by both the mother and the baby. And the World Health Organization has actually recommended breastfeeding until the age of two because of all of the above benefits listed.
Perfect. And Lori, as you shared, there are so many benefits to breastfeeding, some of which, honestly, I wasn't even aware of. And so I'm sure, it has changed. There's more research out. Mm-hmm. And so those moms that are possibly expecting and maybe debating whether this is something they want to do, we have a great resource here. And we know information is readily available online, but sometimes talking that out with somebody else and kind of sharing your concerns, your thoughts, can be the most helpful. So we just want people to know that this service is available. When you have gone through your training or have worked with other moms, even some of the information that you have learned, what do you find are really some of the most common inhibitors to breastfeeding?
In my experience, I think that mothers not knowing what to expect ahead of time and having a lack of support for their decision to breastfeed are the biggest inhibitors. Unfortunately, many mothers may either experience pain with breastfeeding or they think they're not producing enough milk for their baby, and so they discontinue. Breastfeeding should not cause pain, and if it is, that means the mother should seek help and lactation services to be able to address the root causes of this and get treatment for those. And then also, when moms aren't aware of the norms or how often babies should be nursing, or they haven't really heard about cluster feeding and growth spurts when babies are going to be eating more frequently, they think that they're not producing enough for their baby and they switch to formula so that they can know that their baby is getting enough. But these mothers could benefit from lactation services for education in these areas, and we can perform weighted feeds where we weigh the baby before and after they nurse so we can see exactly how much milk they are transferring during a nursing session. And I can work with their pediatrician in evaluating baby's growth so we can figure out if baby is getting the appropriate amount of milk or not, and ways that we can increase milk supply if needed. Also, a lot of moms think it's one or the other 100%, but you can definitely nurse and still supplement with formula if that is needed to get enough supply for baby. And then you're still getting many of those benefits of breast milk to baby, even if you do have to supplement some. Another big hurdle I see a lot is returning to work is difficult for a lot of mothers because they'll need to plan ahead on pumping and providing bottles for baby. Even though there are laws out there protecting the right for women to have a private, clean place to express milk at their work, unfortunately, many women still aren't either aware of this or offered this, and so they discontinue breastfeeding when they return to work because they haven't established that plan.
Absolutely, and it does take some pre-planning, some organization. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, Lori. I think that is probably one of the most common reasons a mom discontinues breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge change when they're going back to work. And we're very pleased to have a room here at the hospital that's mm-hmm. dedicated for breastfeeding moms. And I know it was very well received and does get utilized. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to make sure, too, that these new moms have the correct information. Sometimes
yes.
it's misinformation, and sometimes it just seems overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, having a new baby is overwhelming mm-hmm. enough. And then you're making that change to go back to work. Some moms aren't sure if they're ready for that. And the thought of, oh, how am I going to manage this and be able to continue nursing and pump? And so again, so much of it is providing resources and kind of that support system to just be able to talk it out and what would it take? And could I manage it? Could I even supplement with formula and still make it work so that my baby continues to get those excellent benefits from, you know, being a breastfed baby? So wonderful information.
Yeah, I just want to add in there that with lactation services, we can help with any issues you have with pumping as well, getting fitted for the correct size flange for your pump. And if you're not getting enough supply while pumping, ways that we can fix and work on getting increased supply with your pumping. So it's not just feeding from the breast, it's also pumping and bottle feeding, because when you're pumping, then you'll have to have your baby drink from a bottle. So learning the correct ways to help feed your baby from a bottle so that you can continue to be successful in nursing, because otherwise sometimes babies will get a preference for the bottle if it's made too easy for them. And so ways that we can continue to make nursing successful even after that switch.
It's very helpful. And I am glad that you mentioned even, you know, the pump and being fitted to that. You know, that's, again, one of these areas when we're in a rural part of the state, some of that is not as easily accessible. So kind of working through that and what it looks like and really how it can work well for the mom, for the baby, for dad, and for the whole family. Because like you say, sometimes there are some preferences, and kind of just talking all that over and what really works best for your particular family.
Yep.
Well, terrific. So let's talk about some of the specific services you are trained to offer to expectant mothers, as well as the services that you can provide to parents and babies postnatally.
Yeah. So like I was saying before, you know, knowing what to expect ahead of time is very important. So I can provide prenatal lactation appointments to moms before birth to help address these areas. And especially, you know, tailor an individual plan for these women if they know that they're going to have a C-section or any other complications during birth. We can create a plan ahead of time to make sure that they're set up for success with breastfeeding. And then after baby is born, I can always evaluate and a nursing session, and then help treat mother and or baby with any issues that I might find during that evaluation. We, like I've mentioned before, we can do weighted feeds to see how much milk baby is getting with each nursing session, and also continuing to provide that education about what to expect throughout the breastfeeding process, because it changes week to week and month to month. So just knowing ahead of time what to expect can help you continue to be successful. Over the past year, I've also taken some extra continuing education courses in specific areas such as infant massage, bottle feeding skills, infant tongue tie evaluation and treatments, infant oral motor and sucking skills, and infant reflux with breastfeeding. As I continue to learn more, I keep finding more ways of helping babies and moms with treatments and how that can all be connected.
Really, and make a difference in the breastfeeding experience for mom and for baby. And just what you mentioned there with, you know, evaluation of kind of, you mentioned the infant tongue tie evaluation and treatment, also infant oral motor and sucking skills, and infant reflux. I mean, you are really just honing your skills that can benefit these young moms, and even take a look at that process and how it can be improved, or if there would be any concerns that a new young mother would have, or it might not even be a new mother. Maybe it's second or third child. I mean, every child is different.
Yeah, and a lot of these I've looked into and researched because I needed help in them myself. So I can attest to every baby being different and needing different help.
So. We love that we're able to provide that service here. So let's just go right into that. How are the services provided, and where would we best direct listeners that may be interested?
Yeah, so I perform evaluation and treatment for mother and baby in our physical therapy department. We have a nice private nursing room where I provide these services. It is billed through your insurance as a physical therapy service, and you can always just reach out to us directly by calling. Our phone number is 515-832-7735 and set up an appointment. Our receptionist will get your health insurance information, and she can look up to see if your insurance requires a physician's order or pre-authorization or anything like that. And then we can work on getting that order if we need. You can also, you know, speak with your or your baby's physician if you're experiencing any difficulties, and they can always send over a referral to us as well. And then we would get in contact with you to set up that appointment.
Super. Lori, in your experience, as you've been offering these services, have you found that most insurance companies do pay for these services?
Yes, they'll pay for them. It's just a matter of if you have like copay mm-hmm. or deductible and all that. But yeah, insurances are required to cover lactation services, and different insurances might have different amount of visits that are covered, but mm-hmm. they all will cover it.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great information to share with our listeners. And again, like Lori mentioned, by calling the department directly, you can set up an appointment, and then the receptionist there, who's also a Lori too, can get your insurance information and then can assist you and check with insurance to see what that looks like or if a referral is necessary. And that's great that you mentioned that, because that mm-hmm. was a question that I had for our listeners. So
yeah.
Fantastic. And that's really probably the most direct way that you can get some questions answered and mm-hmm. and start through the process. So what is exciting, in addition to being able to offer these services here at Van Deese Medical Center, is you have some classes, education, support group opportunities that are coming up, starting this fall, actually very soon, about breastfeeding. So maybe if you would, talk about those classes, who is involved, and what will you be covering?
Yeah, I have hosted and I plan to continue hosting prenatal breastfeeding classes about 3 or 4 times a year here at the hospital or virtually to help prepare moms for what to expect with breastfeeding before they give birth. And then, starting this week, I am excited to partner with the Sister Village Doula Services on starting a baby support group. So their names are Kelsey and Grace, are the Sister Village Doulas. And I went to a class that they were hosting earlier in the year about baby wearing. And we got to talking about the services that we provide and how much it would be so great to have a baby support group in the area. And so we decided to start it up ourselves. There is a need in our community for more support and encouragement with breastfeeding and just baby raising in general. So that we wanted to provide this education and encouragement to moms and just create essentially a village for ourselves as well, because we all know it takes a village to raise a child. So having each other to learn from and experiences to learn from and just having people who have gone through the same thing that you have is really helpful. We plan on discussing different topics like baby wearing and postpartum healing, both physically and mentally, providing that breastfeeding and bottle feeding encouragement and support. And then I hope with my background to help with education and encouragement of fun gross motor activities to do with your baby, and helping them with their motor skills and development, and even helping moms with different posture and stretches that they can work on to help with back pain and wrist pain that comes along with carrying a baby around and nursing all day.
Absolutely. And I love this idea. I love that you're introducing this baby support group and partnering with Kelsey and Grace. Now, if you would mention the specifics about the support group, and we hope that moms and grandmas, and maybe it's even great grandmothers, are just jotting down this information to share.
Yeah, so we're going to host it monthly. We're starting this Saturday, actually, August 26th. But if you can't make it this week, that's okay. It's going to keep coming up every month. We're going to have it at the Kendall Young Library down in the basement in the children's department from 10 o'clock to, you know, approximately 11:30. It's come and go as you need or please. You know, you don't have to be there the whole time. You don't have to be there right away at the beginning. Yeah, we're excited to get it started.
Very good. And no pre-registration is necessary?
No, you don't have to register anything. You can just show up.
And you know what? That is what is great for a mom's schedule.
Exactly.
Is that it is come and go, and you can make it work with your schedule.
Yes.
Whenever it does.
Yes.
Because sometimes, as we know, best laid plans don't always happen.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got little ones, too.
Or you're heading out the door and the baby decides to poop. So
That can happen for sure. Well, and I'm thrilled that, again, that you're offering this opportunity, and it does start, again, this Saturday. It's going to be at Kendall Young Library from 10 to approximately 11:30, or as long as is needed.
As long as people want to be there.
Perfect. Now, I mentioned, Lori, that you are both a mom and a therapist. You bring a wonderful experience and a great perspective to mothers. What would you share about these specific services and the help that is available?
Yeah, so I do have two children now, and I, as I've said before, I learned that no two babies are the same. So even if you have breastfed a baby previously, each new baby has to learn the process of breastfeeding, and they may have difficulties that your previous baby didn't have, or you might have to try something that is different. So knowing, you know, what to expect and having somebody there to support you are things that are really important, especially knowing even what to expect before you give birth, because afterwards it's not a good time to learn because you'll be very busy. And usually, you know, there's going to be a few bumps on the road for both you and baby as you adjust and learn from the process. Knowing where to go for support, whether it's a friend, your doctor, coming to see me for lactation services. Yeah, with this support group, you know, just having other people going through the same thing you're going through too can really be encouraging and help you be successful.
So very true. I know we gave the information of how people can reach the Rehabilitative Services Department, but once again, Lori, let's share that information for our listeners.
Yeah, you can call us directly at 515-832-7735. And that's our number for all rehab services. So just tell them that you're interested in the lactation services and getting an appointment set up for that. And our receptionist, Lori, can help you arrange all that.
Lori, thanks again for being on the program, for offering your services as a physical therapist, which includes being a certified breastfeeding consultant. Again, to our listeners, it's one of the ways that we at Van Deese Medical Center can offer services from birth to end of life. And so I love that we've incorporated these services into the offerings that are here at 21st Century Rehab. So that will do it for today's program, A Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.